In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Phil.
What's the time?
Phil.
Phil.
Yeah, BT and Sal nice. On the fan as we welcome in Phil Sims. First time I've ever had the pleasure and honor of talking to Phil Sims. I listened to him, of course, growing up forever on the games every Wednesday morning with Boomer and Geo at 8 a.m. Phil, a pleasure to have you aboard the BT and Sal show.
Okay, that was some introduction. I like that. You know, I can't get away from Geo with Phil. Hell, whatever. But it is pretty funny. I will give him that. And I do listen to you guys when I get a chance in the afternoon, sitting here in my office. And, you know, I think this is the first time. How many years you guys been working together now? How many years?
Almost two.
Almost two. Yes, this is the first time you've ever called me. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, I would love to have you on regularly, but that's Boomer and Geo's thing. Anyway, we're happy to have you now, Phil. Are you surprised at the request from Daniel Jones to be released and the Giants granting that request?
Yes, of course I am. I did hear a little inkling. Somebody reported it or whatever. Well, he stayed with the Giants or whatever. I don't know if it was Monday or Tuesday. And I thought, wow, that's strange, and I started thinking about it, and you know, and look, I understand it from both sides. I do. The injury, the money, that's one thing. The fact that he's the four-string quarterback, I mean, wow, that really bothered me just to hear that, to do that, but I understand that also. And I'm just going to say this right off and top for all the Giant fans out there, and I understand you don't like him as the quarterback. It didn't work. But the guy really was dedicated and worked hard and did all that. That's got to account for something. And so I hope it's not, let's just dump on Daniel Jones Day. And, you know, he did the right thing probably for himself. I know he did. To go in and ask for his release. And John Mara, okay, now that really takes him off the hook for everything. Mm-hmm. And John Mara is he's a great guy. And he loves his players, so he wanted to do what he thought was right by Daniel Jones too. It's good for both sides, but let me just say this real quick. Everything I say, he worked hard. He's tough as hell, and everything you could want. He tried to make it work. It did not work, and we always put everything on the quarterback, which I understand. They get paid, put it on them, but the circumstances were not great. This is not a football team that was going to go 10-7 or something like that. And when he had the chance to win a few games, it did not work. But I'll say this about Daniel Jones. He has the size, the mobility, the arm, the toughness, everything you need to be a starting NFL quarterback. So maybe he'll get another chance somewhere down the line, like Sam Darnold and a lot of them, and he can resurrect his career. That's what I think right there.
I think you nailed it, Phil. Listen, it's certainly not dump on Daniel Jones Day on this show. If anything, we've lauded his professionalism.
We've done that for 6 years.
That's true. Today. Yeah. But I do think that there's an important distinction to make, because obviously Jones was not perfect, clearly. In my opinion, the Giants failed Jones more than Jones failed the Giants over the years. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think you can say that, but... You know, I'm trying to think of the right word. I think Daniel could have done more for himself. So I'm not going to lay it all on the Giants of what they put around him and all the other stuff. I think the opportunities were there. They were not like, oh, my gosh, they got nothing but great guys for him to throw to and run the ball and all this other stuff and protection. It's the best in the NFL. None of that is true. Mm-hmm. So the circumstances weren't great. But I do think they had opportunities, many games. I mean, I felt like I was watching the same game over every week with the Giants. And then when they played Seattle, I went, wow, I think I can see the emotion, the rhythm of the team. It's going to turn around. But they just never could win the games. Like the game against the Dallas Cowboys. It was there. I did it on radio. And I'm sitting there, and I wanted to root. Like, it's there. But they could never make that one play that was going to win the game for them. Mm-hmm. And they had many chances to do it, and did not do it on either side of the ball. And look, I like Daniel Jones a lot. We don't talk a lot. I'm going to say that I can't even say we're friends, but I think we have great respect for each other. And I can't say, looking at that game and just going, well, it wasn't his fault. I thought he did have opportunities in that game just to bring out one where it could have been the difference, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and Phil, he's going to have some suitors. By the way, the great Phil Simms, BT and Sal, nice to have you on. It's awesome. And I guess there's two different schools of thought here. If you're Daniel Jones, do you go somewhere, you know, with a team that's got a chance to win a championship like the Bills or the Chiefs or one of those teams and watch, or go to another miserable situation, maybe get some more run but not really look particularly good as you put more stuff on film? If you were him, what kind of situation are you looking for?
Well, look, it's really not going to be up to him as much as we think. In other words, you know, he's going to go somewhere as the backup quarterback. That's what you hope for. And you hope, and you know, many of these teams, like Mac Jones up in New England, they let him go. And I thought, you know, he's really perfect, like really built and designed to be with the San Francisco 49ers, to be the backup. And well, that didn't work. He went down to, you know, Jacksonville, whatever. But there are really good spots that can open up sometimes for quarterbacks, and you just go, wow, I'll be the backup. Work hard. They're going to retrain me, redo you, fix you up again, and build you up in the preseason, all that stuff. And if you get a chance to play, you can make it happen. Mm-hmm. And we see that around the league every single year. We saw it last night, Jameis Winston. Physically, all that, but he's got the personality, the leadership qualities. He's got a lot of stuff that you'd love in an NFL starting quarterback, that's for sure. And then we see Sam Darnold up there. I love these stories, too. Oh, Sam Darnold's is starting to turn into Sam Darnold. Be quiet. Be quiet. That's crap. I mean, he threw an interception. He's turning into Sam Darnold again. It amazes me, but, you know, I get riled up about a lot of things, and that's just one of them.
But I mean, Phil, he is throwing more interceptions now. He's looking like the old Sam Darnold. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no, my God, let's cut him and play somebody else.
Well, no, I didn't say
okay,
that.
Let's do, because, you know, God dang, you're not allowed to ever have a bad game. You know, what did we think about Aaron Rodgers? How's that working out?
I think he's done. That's what I think.
I still believe in Aaron Rodgers.
I think he's done.
You think Rodgers is done, Phil?
Done.
No, I think he's not. Look, you know, are you going to run it back with a team and a new coach and general manager and all this, a new offense? Are you going to be able to change the offense? You got to keep all the offensive guys because Aaron Rodgers loves them. So there's a lot there. And if I had to just say yes or no, because I would say no, they won't run it back with Aaron Rodgers. That would be my opinion right now.
All right, let's get back to the Giants. You think Tommy DeVito can win more games in this offense with this team than Daniel Jones?
Well, he's going to have a good chance here playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Their defense is not good now. They're terrible against the pass. The pass rush is just okay. And the only thing I can think that would kind of derail him from a chance of having a good game would be this. Todd Bowles, one of the happiest blitz guys in the NFL history. I mean, I remember talking to Todd Bowles years ago, and I said, if you blitz and the quarterback burns you, does that kind of pull you back a little? He goes, well, no, it's not going to stop me. I'm going to keep blitzing because I know the guy doesn't like it. And as he said it all, I went, damn, you're right. Trust me, if I'm a quarterback, yeah, let me hit one against the blitz. But if you keep doing it, I'm going to like, damn, give me a break.
Yeah.
And so that could happen this weekend. That would not shock me at all to see them empty the bucket in the blitz game because, really, that's when they play their best. And, of course, Baker Mayfield, another retread. How's that working out down there? It's working out really great for him. He's playing. He's the leader of the team, playing really well. So it's an interesting matchup between the two teams.
Why do you think then, Phil, that so many of these guys fail the first stop? I mean, you mentioned it, whether it's Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield or Geno Smith, potentially Daniel Jones. Why is it that the young quarterbacks aren't succeeding until maybe the second or third opportunity?
Well, Geno Smith, another one. I got to hear on TV, they should have drafted a quarterback. Yeah, who's going to beat Geno Smith out? Are you watching him play? Let's see. He's big. He's strong. He can run, as he did against the 49ers to win the game.
Yeah.
He's got a really good top-flight NFL arm. He's accurate. And, you know, Pete Carroll said it best. I've been watching this guy destroy our defense for a couple years, and we got to see if he can do it in the games again.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So the teams, and he's done that, but whatever. What was the question? I had to get that
well,
in.
Well, why do you think these guys? Why do you think these guys struggle when they start? It takes them to the second and third opportunity to have some success.
Well, we're already reevaluating the draft pass from last year. Let's resurface them again here. And where would we draft them right now? After like 2% of their career is in the bucket, but we're going to do this. I see that. That's annoying. But
Phil, you fit right into the show. You got that fire in you. We like that.
Oh yeah, it just drives me crazy. Hey, but wait. But here it is. You got young guys learning the NFL, which I don't care who it is. For almost everybody, it's a transition to degree. And, you know, just take Jaden Daniels. He got nicked up a little bit. You're getting to the part of the year where these first-year quarterbacks are going, damn, we got how many more weeks to go? And it's mentally very draining and tough. And you got to be careful because that will start to affect you physically too. And I say this, and I don't go into this often, but my rookie year, we played a game. I forgot who it was against. It was over. And I sat down, and I go, oh, my God, we got three more weeks? What? This is, I couldn't wait for it to be over.
Yeah, wow, and, wow.
Hey, look, they're different now. They're trained different. It's a different league and all that, so they can withstand this because they see it in college more than back in the days that I played. But young guys, inexperienced, learning the NFL game, and a lot of times, like I hear all the time, which is true, go to teams that are not very good, and it's you got to change. And the play calling, the play design, there's so many things that have to work for you to be successful. And it's not just you. You got the talent to be a starting big-time NFL quarterback. But you need all the other things, too. The offensive line, like I say, a good offensive coordinator who can call the plays at the right time and make it somewhat easier for you when you're a young quarterback. And that sounds easy, but damn, it's hard to do.
Yep.
I mean, if you fall into some of these offenses around the league, you're going to be successful as a quarterback. I don't care who goes to Minnesota. Kevin O'Connell is going to make you a successful quarterback. You go to Detroit and you get lucky and get that situation there. If you're the backup to Jared Goff, if you get a chance to play, I'd be shocked if you didn't do well. Mm-hmm. So some of these offenses, the design, the talent, the coaching, they are great spots for quarterbacks. And, you know, you got to be fortunate to get in one of those.
Phil, final thing, and we're real late, so it's got to be tight. I got a couple of questions.
No. We
got time with Philly?
Yeah, we want to talk to Phil for a little bit.
You won't call me for another 4 years, so let's prolong this just a little bit.
Hey, get on him. I texted you the other night. I love you.
I have your number. I wish I had your number. I have a Phil Simms jersey. I have a Hostler one, too, but I would love to have your number.
You guys are crazy.
Hey, so Phil, I want to bring you back to DeVito. I've got a couple of categories here. And I want you to, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 the worst, 10 the best, just a couple of quick hits. I want to get number one, arm strength, 1 to 10, DeVito. What is it?
7 to 8.
Ball placement, 1 to 10.
7 to 8.
Mobility, 1 to 10.
It's a good solid 7 by NFL standards.
Intelligence.
I don't really know that, as far as You know, I haven't studied him enough over with his playing last year, whatever, but I would say it's high. He knows how to play the damn game. He showed it wherever he's been. He showed it at Illinois. He was, I thought, borderline terrific. He showed it last year playing when he got in with the Giants. So it's got to be up there. There's no doubt.
I got two more quick ones. Size, sure. Measurables, size, 1 to 10?
Probably about a 5 by NFL standards.
Moxie.
Well, I think he's, you know, I can't wait to really watch him, too. I feel bad for Daniel Jones, but this Tommy DeVito thing, I saw him in training camp. I watch him almost whenever. I've been to the Giant games about 4 times, 3 of the home games maybe this year. Mm-hmm. I watch him warm up, and I go, I know it's warm-ups, but damn, he throws it really well. And he can get it out of his hand. I even made fun with him. I saw him in the cafeteria. I said, hey, man, Tommy, your warm-ups are awesome. I'm watching you're out there for 35, 40 minutes just ripping it. And he goes, Yeah, I got to do something, whatever. He, of course, he's got a really good personality, mm-hmm. so that's going to kind of fit the team.
Yeah,
and he is different from Daniel Jones, and so it's you say the moxie. I think that's a big thing that you know we can't put our finger on, but we know when we see it.
Yeah.
And I think he does kind of he does have that, and the crowd's going to be behind him, which is really good for the team and good for the quarterback and. It gives them a better chance because now we know the crowd is not going to be going, oh, it's the same old Giants. They're going to be excited to see Tommy.
Do you think he gets the next 7 games, or is it, you know, if he bombs after a couple, they go to lock? I mean, you think he gets the whole runway here?
Well, I think Brian Daboll has already told us all that. He's not going to be as patient probably going down the road here at the end of the year.
Okay.
They need to win some games. I think no matter what happens, and I'm going to say this publicly, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, they're going to be back with the Giants next year. So, but they got to win a few games to just give them, really to give themselves some confidence in what they're doing and to kind of know that it's not that far away. You know, in the NFL, you're always kind of close, but can you win all the close games and get it going where you can really show who you are as the year goes along, and the Giants haven't gotten in that position yet.
You know, Phil, you mentioned the offense in Detroit, the offense in Minnesota. Well, what about Daboll? I mean, he was supposed to be an offensive guy. I believe in Daboll, but does he not have that offense that any quarterback should succeed in?
Well, I'll put it this way. You remember Red Shandies, the coach of the St. Louis Cardinals?
No. I'm only 45,
you guys,
Phil.
Come on, I mean, you got to be history guys. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, we are, but yeah, not in the relics.
He was an old crotchety guy.
We do know history. We know you and Boomer were once very good quarterbacks. That is our history.
Well, one of us was.
Oh boy.
Yeah, oh boy.
The guy who won the MVP, right?
Yeah, whatever. Boomer's great. I love him, so who cares? But Red Shandies, coach of the Cardinals. They were a bad baseball team. A manager said something to him. And about work and all this, he goes, listen, I have this mule back on the farm. I can run that SOB every single day and train him for end on end. It doesn't matter. He's never going to win the Kentucky Derby. So I don't care what Brian Daboll does sometimes. If you don't have the guys that can help you execute it to a certain level, it's not going to look good. So the upgrade of the team, they got to have a good – listen. Last little thing. Malik Nabers needs to turn into a star, and they got to make that happen. I think it's really, really important for the overall ability to win and really the how we look at the football team. They got to change what they see on the defense as far as the Giant offense because they got to be psyched out about this. Malik Nabers, I'm not going to say he needs to turn into Ja'Marr Chase, but damn, I'd like to see him get really close. And so that's big. I think their draft picks from this year have been it's been a really, really good year for draft picks for the New York Giants. Probably my biggest disappointment watching the games, they redid the offensive line, and it hasn't been quite what I thought it would be. I thought that would be the big driving point of the season this year. The O-line's better. All the other guys are going to play better around the good offensive line, and the defense is going to be in different scenarios instead of always, oh, we're losing, we're behind, or whatever. We can't play exactly the way we want. So those things have not worked out.
Phil, you going to the Paramount tonight for Boomer and Geo Live?
Well, I wasn't invited. You can only go where you're invited.
What? Ooh. Boomer and Geo didn't invite you? Meanwhile,
They never even brought it up, so it's okay.
They invite themselves to your house, or you invite them, and they don't invite you? I mean, that's brutal. Come on.
Hey, what can I say? It's how they roll, you know?
Well, maybe you abandon them and you join us every week.
I mean, there you go. I did go to the, I think, the very first one they had down in Jersey City.
Yeah.
And I got to admit, it was out of control, but it was hilarious.
They'll be having a great, they'll miss you, I'm sure. The fans will as well. They'll be having a great time out there at the Paramount Long Island tonight. Phil, it was a true pleasure to have you on our show. Hopefully we could do it again sometime soon. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, yeah, but I turned 73. Give me a call.
Oh, no, we Phil, I started on the overnight, so you weren't taking my calls. I asked Purdue, hey, can we get Phil Simms? Phil Simms is not coming on the overnight show.
Did you ever try?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yes I no. didn't have his number. Yeah,
wait, wait, first, hold on. Bull crap.
What do you mean?
I never got a call from you guys on the overnight because I would have done it.
Of course you would have. Well, I appreciate that, but I didn't have your number. Now I know in the middays you have access to certain things you wouldn't. Just know this, Phil. I grew up loving you not only as a player, but I loved you as a broadcaster as well. I love any time you're on the air. I can't get enough of it. You and Boomer and Gio every Wednesday at 8. So for me, it's an honor. You're right. I should have reached out sooner, but I didn't have your number.
Well, you know, now you're making me pull back a little, and I got to be nice. I don't know if it's just not, you know, but, yeah, no, but I appreciate it, Sal. I really do, and I'd love to come on whenever you guys kind of need me. And I actually hesitated a little bit about coming on today because of this Daniel Jones thing, and, you know, it rubs me, you know, it's, I don't know, I'm really disappointed in everything about it. You know, this season, I feel bad for the Giants. I do feel bad for Daniel Jones. Why? I'm not going to say, because he's a good person and he tried the best he could that he could try. And that's sometimes that's all you can really ask from an athlete.
Well, so. Want to get him a participation trophy?
No!
No, come on.
I'm teasing.
I mean, but wait, 2 years ago, and everybody, oh, well, big deal. He went and they went to the playoffs and they beat Minnesota. Yeah, it's a big deal.
I know.
And that's the guy I thought we would see, and it didn't turn out that way. Was it his fault? Yes, it's
bit.
Part of his fault.
A little bit.
He admits that.
Yep.
So.
No question. A stand-up guy, great young man. Didn't work out. But, you know, it wasn't a lack of effort. So we know that. We thought you'd be great to come on and talk about this. Great spot. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you,
All
Phil.
Right, listen, thanks for having me on. I really mean it. You guys are doing well. I do listen to you in the afternoon, so I get a little That's one of the reasons why I came on. I respect what you guys are doing, and that you're doing the right thing.
Phil Simms awesome, listens man. To us. That's oh, my awesome. Gosh. I can't believe it. Thank you, Phil.
You got it, guys. Well, look, have a great day and everything, and then we'll talk soon.
There you go.
No question.
All right, bud.
I love his energy.
He's just a stand-up guy.
I love his personality. Yep. I love his fire.
Me
He's
too.
Got that silent fire.